There's word that an agreement is near that would end the 35-day siege at Bethlehem's Church of the Nativity. At issue is what will happen to several dozen Palestinian gunmen among the 200 people who took refuge in the church early last month. NPR's Anne Garrels is in Bethlehem. What do you know about this agreement?
Well, U.S., British, and British negotiators, along with Vatican and European Union officials, have been bringing pressure on both sides. And under the terms of the agreement, as it's emerged, about six Palestinian gunmen will go into exile in Italy. Another 30 will go to the Gaza Strip. The rest of the 140 or so inside the church, including clerics, citizens, Palestinian policemen, and international protesters, they'll be freed. Now, this represents a compromise on both sides. Palestinian negotiators had said they would not accept exile. Israelis had insisted exile or trial by Israeli courts. The result is a mixture of the two positions. Now, the holdup is a final discussion over exactly who goes where and how this complicated handover is going to go into effect. Among those inside is the Palestinian Authority's Director of Intelligence for Bethlehem and another man wanted by Israel, Ibrahim Abayad. He's the member of a Bethlehem family which is suspected of killing Israelis. Relatives of his came down here, I'm just off Manger Square, to say that the Palestinian negotiators and the Arab countries had betrayed them by agreeing to exile.
This standoff is nearly 5 weeks old. What's it like in Bethlehem today?
Well, today, the Israeli authorities lifted the curfew for 4 hours, and the streets burst into activity, especially with the hope that this standoff soon would end. The curfew's over now. The streets are silent. The only noise you hear is the sound of television generators in the background. But schools have been closed here for a month. Commercial life is frozen. Many here I've spoken to have relatives in the States say that they can no longer tolerate the conditions in Bethlehem. And while they tried to stay, they're going to have to leave when all of this is over.
Wonder what it's like for people inside the church.
Well, the situation there is a great deal grimmer. Over the past month, Israeli snipers have picked off alleged Palestinian gunmen as they move from one building to another on the compound. Many have fallen ill, and some have been moved out. Then, of course, 10 international Palestinian supporters rushed in past the Israeli troops, and they're inside. We've been able to reach them by cell phone, and they say there's no electricity, virtually no food. They're living on a kind of soup made out of water and grass, and they too obviously hope this is about to end.
Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is here in Washington today, where reports say he's likely to face pressure to make concessions to the Palestinians.
Well, Sharon, for his part, is going to try and pressure the U.S. He's bringing with him a raft of documents which the Israelis seized during raids of Palestinian installations and houses. Sharon says these prove that Yasser Arafat knew of, approved, and coordinated attacks on Israelis, a charge Palestinian officials deny. Sharon left Israel saying he cannot make peace with Arafat and wants a change in the Palestinian leadership. Yesterday, President Bush's National Security Advisor, Condoleezza Rice, said that indeed the Palestinian Authority needs to reform and that Arafat is not all the U.S. would like, but they did not dismiss him out of hand. Sharon is bringing a proposal to the U.S. for a long-term interim agreement, which would put off negotiations on a Palestinian state for a long time. And I can only say that Palestinian frustration here is so great, it's hard to see this as a starting point for real talks.
Any idea when the situation will be resolved there in Bethlehem?
It's a good question, Bob. Palestinians have been saying it's just hours away for 3 days now. As the details continue to be worked out, I think that it still could be several hours away, probably in darkness, much later today.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Bethlehem.